Rocky Mountain Industrials and their proposed expansion at the Mid-Continent Quarry is not new to the Roaring Fork Valley. And we know that they want to expand their operations from a 15.7-acre mine to a total permit area of 447 acres. And most community members in Glenwood Springs are vocally against the plans. Molly Dove has been looking into the company and its financial records as part of our series, Digging Deep. What does RMI mean for Glenwood Springs? She talked with experts and even the CEO of RMI himself. She's here to tell us what she learned. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Eleanor.
Let's start from the beginning. When was Rocky Mountain Industrials created?
So RMI was co-founded in 2015 by Chad Brownstein and Gregory Dangler. I'll touch on why those names are important to know later, but these two started RMI, and according to its website, it was really created to acquire, develop, and integrate a network of production site and distribution terminals. So really, in another sense, have their own mine and create a distribution network like a rail yard to get that aggregate out to customers and for potentially other companies to use that distribution network as well. So in 2016, RMI purchased the Mid-Continent Quarry just north of Glenwood Springs from Cal-X Minerals. And in that transaction, they acquired all of their assets, mining claims, and permits to mine limestone on that 15-acre property. And over the last couple of years, they've actually created other factions within their company, like RMI Logistics and the Rail Park out on the Front Range. But according to financial documents, they have seen nothing but losses since they opened for business.
Okay, so you're seeing losses from the company. What does that mean about the financial stability of RMI?
So according to their most recent 10Q filing, RMI has lost over $44 million since their inception. I spoke with Jesse Prentice Dunn from the Center for Western Priorities. He's the policy director with the organization and has done extensive research on RMI and their proposed expansion at the Mid-Continent Quarry. So he says what is most concerning is that according to their most recent 10Q filing, RMI has only $250,000 of cash on hand, but is going through about $1 million a month. So Prentice Dunn says that spending rate versus how much is coming in is unsustainable.
In terms of their business practices, Rocky Mountain Industrials is very shaky. I mean, their books are atrocious. And so, you know, when we've looked into them, it seems shocking that they've been able to survive this long and that they're still around, frankly.
So they are losing a lot of money. And in the most recent 10K filing, RMI financial auditors expressed, quote, substantial doubt as their ability to continue as a growing concern due to limited liquidity and lack of revenue. RMI has gotten a lot of their cash from investors through selling stock, which is not uncommon. But Prentice Dunn says it will be a nearly impossible uphill battle for RMI to be profitable and pay those people back, because it really will depend on if the expansion proposal is approved by the Bureau of Land Management.
I mean, the whole goal is to at some point transition into actually mining and selling your product and have that be your thing of revenue. So the story here is that they haven't been able to make that transition. And so they've had to go back to the well time and time again to sell more stocks, get more investment.
But again, it really is up to the expansion proposal being approved if Rocky Mountain Industrials can turn their financials around.
So you said the co-founders of Rocky Mountain Industrials were Chad Brownstein and Gregory Dangler. Have they tried to do something like this before?
Yeah, they actually have. So in 2008, Chad Brownstein and Gregory Dangler created a business called Prospect Global Resources. According to that company's financial documents, it was created to mine high-quality potash deposit located in the Holbrook Basin of eastern Arizona. To quickly sum it up, they purchased the mining rights and the potash exploration permits covering, nearly 90,000 acres and began conducting studies to see if the project was viable, like RMI is doing at the Mid-Continent Quarry. And just like in RMI's financial documents, Prospect Global Resources said their future was dependent on raising more capital. But Prospect Global Resources ultimately lost hundreds of millions of dollars in the process and went bankrupt. Jesse Prentice Dunn says what happened to Dangler and Brownstein's first company could become a reality for Rocky Mountain Industrials.
I mean, I would say they've been down this road before. Like, this isn't their first failed company. It's a kind of a dark past. And so when you have that as the background, it makes Rocky Mountain Industrial seem all the more doomed to failure.
But again, it is unclear the financial fate of RMI until we see what happens with this expansion project at the Mid-Continent Quarry.
And you spoke with current CEO of Rocky Mountain Industrials, Brian Fallon. What did he have to say about the financial standing of RMI?
Yeah, so Rocky Mountain Industrials did keep our interview on a pretty strict time limit. Ultimately, we had about 10 minutes to ask questions pertaining to the whole entire series. But in relation to the finances, Fallon is confident that RMI will be able to get to a profitable point in the near future. And he says as a growth and development company, they will have to build up some debt in order to be successful in the long term.
Our shareholders understand that. Our board of directors understand that. Everybody that's associated with RMI understands that. Knowing that this mine and this expansion process is exactly that, it's a process.
Fallon says it was always the expectation that it would take time to get through the BLM approval process for the expansion proposal. And he says he's confident that once they get that stamp of approval, they will turn around financially. In the meantime, RMI does have the 620-acre rail park on the Front Range and just sold a lot for $10 million in January. So that will help supplement funds moving forward for RMI. But really, the moral of the story is we need to wait and see if the BLM ultimately approves the expansion or not.